A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, Andrew.
Milk's off!
Milk is off. Milk's always off. But let's start today, Andrew, with some heartwarming. Like that. What are you, some kind of GP?
Yeah.
Right,
GP?
Yeah, general practitioner. I've been to mine far too often these last few weeks.
Oh, how's your health, Bob?
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, what were you saying?
So, let's start off with some heartwarming sounds from the Cash and Carry. Probably a Costco in Sunderland. Right. All right?
Yeah.
All customers are reminded that blue drink is restricted to one pallet or 98 individual bottles per member. Outpet. Get what 12 bucks of Nurofen, will ya? Ronnie Yates' Rock and Roll Expresser on at the Legion tonight. Ma'am, can we get dippers and chips from Cheap and Chirpy on the way ham? Nah, you canny. The council shut it down because muck was dripping into the kitchen from the bags of dog bath thrown on the roof. Right, madam, that will be £45.50. Would you like a company ink to your moped? Because Ben Kenny is in the car park with a machete. And there we go. That's the heartwarming sounds of Costco Sunderland.
That's, for me, that's something to aspire to because I'm not a retailer, so I don't get a Costco card. Well, I can imagine. That's,
hey, Andy,
that's what it's like, yeah.
Andy, and listeners, here's the thing, though.
Right.
You drive past looking wantonly, is the word, at a Costco, right?
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, if only. Truth is, Andy, you can just be an individual member. You simply have to pay a small fee, which you recoup the moment you buy a giant box of washing powder.
I thought this podcast was sponsored by harrys.com.
Oh, right. No, I don't. Any of the, you know, there are other, whatever they call it, Cash and Carries available.
You don't need to be a retailer to get in.
No. I've got Costco card.
The skills have fallen from my eyes, Bob.
My Christmas trip to Costco is one of the highlights of my years.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is.
Perhaps I could come with you this year and we could do it as a podcast.
Oh, perhaps, of course, you couldn't. You know what I mean?
That's another option, yeah.
I'll give you a name choice, Andy.
Please do.
Would you like to be Ricky Pickles? He's 50, tall, slim, thin, long, blonde hair, right? Denim jacket and jeans, white Converse, works for DHL. Yeah, and he's got tattooed on his fingers, fuck Parcel Force, tattooed, yeah?
Company man.
Yeah, on his
fingers. Loyalty.
Yeah, so you might like that aspect of him. Okay. Johnny Congo, right? Amiable bike thief is what he would describe himself as. Happy to do time occasionally because his wife's always kneeing him in the balls for a daft laugh. See what I mean? Now, Eob. He's got one of them legs like Oscar Pistorius. So that's nice, isn't it? I thought
nice
that might appeal. So, company man or Johnny Congo?
Johnny Congo, please.
Hiya, Johnny.
How about yourself? There's a couple of choices for you here. Lenny Biscuits. Now, Lenny hides biscuits in his tracksuit top up the Asda.
Right.
Gets to the till and then he slides them out.
Right.
And he says, I could have nicked these, but I didn't.
Nice. Well,
right.
Yeah.
Then he puts a fiver down so he hasn't got to get them out of his tracksuit. Because obviously they cost less than a fiver.
Yeah.
And it's not illegal to not scan the barcode.
Okay.
He's handing over the fiver and he's getting the biscuits and he feels like he's nicked them. And he funds that by stealing perfume from Debenhams.
Okay, so let's forget the Debenhams side of things. I'm not interested in that, right?
Right.
What he does down the Asda is perfectly kosher.
I could have nicked these. I could have nicked these, but I didn't.
I could have. I think
because he hasn't walked out through the door with them in his tracksuit.
Yeah.
He's just kept them there. Not illegal.
Righty-o. Hope then, they're not digestive.
He lands a fiver down on the checkout.
I think you need to change. I might consider being him if you change. I think you said, I could have nicked them. Fine.
Yeah.
But I think you need to go right down for the second bit. But I didn't.
Oh.
Try that, Andy.
I could have nicked them. But I didn't. That's Lenny Biscuits.
Right.
And your second choice is the Masked Bastard.
Righty-o.
Now, he wears a mask, but the mask is actually a picture of his own face.
Right.
But no one knows this because it's actually him behind the mask and they never get to see behind the mask.
Yes.
That's his favourite bit of bastardry.
Yeah.
He also does other low-level stuff like gluing pound coins on the road outside the food bank and loosening the tops on the salt cellars in the Asda Caff.
Righty-o.
So there's your choice. You can be Lenny Biscuits or the Masked Bastard.
Well, I'm going to be Lenny. Right.
But with that little twist.
And can I have that little twist again? Thank you. You do it.
I could have licked these, but I didn't.
I like,
but I didn't. But I didn't. You've got your medal on there again, Bob, today. It says sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter, yes. And, I won this in America.
Did you go to America, did you?
Yep.
I was wondering if you got it at the retired entertainers day centre that you go to now and again.
Ha ha. Never go to such a place. No, I got it in America at a shooting fucking
not
range.
Not allowed. Just a bronze, though.
Yeah, it's just a bronze. Yeah. Okay. Just a bronze. But I'm perfectly proud of it.
Good for you.
Thank you. Went to the pictures this week.
What are you saying?
Well, I didn't go to the pictures. I went to a private screening, a preview film called The Dark Tower. Yeah, it's based on Stephen King novels, apparently. It's a nice preview theatre in Soho. Yeah. Invite only, Andy.
Yeah, obviously.
Did your invite come?
It must have got lost in the post.
Must have got lost in the post. Yeah. Well, you got a nice gift bag, right? You got a DVD of the film.
A bronze medal.
A little model of Idris Elba sat on top of a shed. So that's nice, isn't it? And a little trial-sized bottle of perfume called Movie Goer.
Ooh.
So that made me feel part of the movie business.
It powerful, did it?
Anyway, the film had already started, right? When in walks Dara O'Brien.
Oh, Christ.
Greg Wallace.
Oh, God.
David Walliams, and they freaking sit right behind me. Ugh. Well, as usual, they ruined the film, so I got a recording of it,
okay,
Andy.
Okay, go on.
Just play it now on my machine.
Boiled onions.
That's great.
Boiled onions.
Did you not see anything? Did you not see anything? Three against one.
Greg Dara. You couldn't just tone it down a bit, could you? Get that! Oh, Jesus.
What if there was a magical kingdom that only we knew about? So I turned it off and...
I've got to say I'm quite pleased that didn't come along, if that's what it's like.
Oh, so it ruined it. I didn't leave. I went down the front left. I was far too near the screen. Terrible film.
Was it?
I went to see. I've had two real duffers this week: Atomic Blonde and The Dark
Tower. As well, is it?
Oh, awful, man. So bad. So
I was going to do a story about something that happened earlier on, but it turns out that it involves a friend of yours. So this is the bit where I don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I mean, it's difficult.
That's all right. We're not going to tell him who it was.
It's so difficult because, like, Dara O'Brien, he's a lovely chap.
Yeah.
Dave Walliams, Greg.
But none of them are friends of yours.
But,
Nicholas Parsons.
If you, you can't touch Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch Hugh Scully. You can't touch,
no.
You know, none of my close friends.
Before I have an experience, I'll run the participants by you in the future.
Thank you. If you could. Premier League has started, Andy. Shane Dyche's men have beaten Chelsea. Chelsea beaten Spurs. Man United have scored 8 in 2 games. Huddersfield, West Brom.
And that's the football content out of the
way. That's the football,
but
it's a nice way of introducing what's been happening with the gangs of the EPL. So I was in the North East, Andy, doing a charity night for the aldermen, raising money to buy reinforced bedroom doors for the daft kids.
Already it's a crossover. I'm liking it.
So I went to the Newcastle Spurs match. You know, why not? I'll go and have a look. VIP tickets, players lounge, sit-down meal, the full shit on the sixpence, Andy. Do you know what I mean? They even had NUFC napkins on the table. So it says... embroidered on it. Didn't wipe your ass with this. It's for our hands and spillage up the tune. That's a nice touch, isn't it? Brandon. It's all Geordie grub, you know what I mean? Chicken strips, dark meat pies.
Yeah.
Not light chicken porridge, yeah. Dark meat pies. Jelly and carnation, bread and butter, beans, nice. That sort of thing. I'm sat, you know, it's like a Legends Lounge thing, and it's lounge place. Right. And I'm sat with Peter Beardsley.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter Beardsley says to me, "How often do you get book of mouth watching football?" Is that how he speaks?
I think so, yeah.
I said, "I'm so sorry, I didn't catch that." He says, "So how often do you get mouth from your match? Is it often or is it not often? In my mind, twice a month from being kissed." I said, "Oh, God, well, I'm none the wiser. I don't know if you caught that."
Did you have a translator?
So I just said, "Yeah, I agree, Peter. Are you having a nice time?" He said, "Everyone's so tall and all the colours are too bright. Sometimes I feel as if the board were closing in." Well, I just drift off.
Yeah.
Because I see John Selvey going into the toilets. Yeah. Now, I follow him because you know me, Andy, I can smell trouble.
Yeah.
And you might remember in the match, John.
And he reeks of it, doesn't he?
Yeah, and John stood on Debbie Alley's ankle.
He did.
And got sent off, right? So I sneak in the toilet, get in the cubicle next to JJ. So he takes off his Armani jeans, right? And his belt buckle falls so I can just see it underneath the cubicle. And it's been engraved with the words, "I am an adult wolf," which is nice, isn't it, Andy? Nice personalisation.
That's what you're into. Yeah.
Anyway, after a lot of straining and pushing and shoving, John, he drops
He's
like...
He's a physical player, isn't he?
He drops like a perfectly spherical lump about the size of a tennis ball. Now, I know this because he took a photo of it.
I was wondering.
Yeah, well, he took a photo of it. And by mistake, he had his AirShare thing on.
Right.
So it came up on my screen.
Yeah.
Anyway, I could hear him trying to flush it, but I wouldn't shift.
At this point, you're confessing to the fact that you regularly visit gentlemen's toilets with your AirShare turned on, hoping to just see what you can get.
See what I can get. Yeah. See what road that takes me down.
Fair enough, carry on.
And he sounded really frustrated, like he was saying things like, "Oh, that's awful. Oh, my word, JJ, you've done it now. Christ's sake, shift, why don't you?" Actually, he's probably a bit more... is he Eastern European?
No.
He really looks it.
Well, he might be descended from that.
Oh, I might try it a bit more like... How do vampires speak?
"I want to suck your blood."
Oh, that's awful. "Oh, my word, JD, you've done it now. Christ's sake, shift, why don't you?" Anyway, he gives up, opens his door. There, standing in front of him, is the White Hearts. Harry, Debbie, Eric stood there, right? Now, Debbie's got ankle bandage on that the other players have put stickers on for him from his injury from JJ. He's got stickers of SpongeBob, Frozen the movie, Barney the dinosaur, that to cheer him up, right?
Yeah.
Harry's straight in. "We are here to confront you, John. That tackle you made on Debbie was very upsetting and unwarranted. No matter how frustrated you were, there is no excuse for acting like Boots McNaughty." He says, "Look, I'm sorry, mate. These things happen in the heat of the moment, innit?" Harry says, "Excuse me. Don't you try and pour fresh cream on choppy waters. Can you not see how upset Debs is? He's in hard fluffery buffery. Tell him, Debs." So Deb says, "I am very upset. I'm down in the dumps. I'm feeling quite tiffly-wiffly. What made you do it? It's like you is hurting. Did your mum not pay you attention when you was a kid? Because to be honest, your attitude stinks." "Look, mate, my mum was an adult wolf and my dad worked for the Mysterons. So, yes, I do have a nasty temper. I've said I'm sorry." "Well, I'm afraid that's not good enough, young man. You will have to be punished and feel our ferocious heat. Eric..." Well, Eric reveals that he has a jug of, like, Toon tap water in his hand, and it's got 3 hot dog sausages in it, Andy.
Ooh.
So that's a nice number of sausages, isn't it? Harry says, "We are going to throw this jug of warm water over you. It's just warm, so don't panic. It has just taken a bit of warmth from the hot sausages. It won't scald you, but it won't be very pleasant if you should coco." "Words fair enough, but can I just hang on my jacket in the cubicle?" Eric says, "Don't let him, boss. It might be a trick." "It's a very good point, Eric, but I'm satisfied that he is not about to play as a turnip." "Go on, son, hang your jacket up." So JJ goes back in the cubicle, but he emerges with his spherical Todd in his hands. Harry, oh, fucking hell, it was a trick. What a nincompoop I've been. A total boots McFoolish. Look, lads, it's simple. You throw that warm water at me and Debbie gets this in his face. It's 4 weeks of slowly digested owl wing. It's not nice at the best of times, which I'm sure you all know is actually today. Well, Debbie starts crying. That is unfair. If I get that on my face, I'm going to be ruffled and gloomy. What a crummy thing to have happened. Well, there's a bit of what you might call Mexican standoff, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The jug of water, the Todd. Then suddenly the toilet doors opened and a massive bloke in a black cape and white tights blows a trumpet and announces. So it's like, Howie, Howie, make way and vacate the shitter for His Highness King Rafa. Well, Rafa enters to another trumpet blast. He's wearing a magnificent black and white fur gown and a crown made from magpie feathers, yeah?
Yeah.
So all the players know that the game's up. They just, like, shuffle out. I stay in the cubicle with my door open a bit so it still looks like it's empty. That's a good tactic,
nice,
isn't it, Andy? Just as JJ passes Rafa, Rafa stops him. He says, I'll take that nice tapas meatball to nibble at on the pot, if you don't mind. Yeah, I know. So Rafa gets in the cubicle next to me, gets on his phone. How does Rafa speak?
We've never heard him speak, have we?
Spanish.
He's Spanish. But...
Should I make him speak like that? I don't know. Hello, darling. It's the king here. I miss you so much.
Ah, like Manuel. Okay.
All right, yeah. Listen, no need to cook for the king tonight. He's just downed a very heavy tapas meatball in the one, and it's sitting very large in the king's tummy. The king will see you later. Hoot, hoot. So, that's a nice story, isn't it, Andy?
That was a lovely story, yeah.
Did you think it were a bit like the TV box set Prison Break?
Not really. You know what? It reminded me of when Mork appeared in Happy Days.
Right.
Because it had that crossover thing from other stories that you do.
I see. Did you do, you do know why he said who's who's at the end, don't you? Were you listening?
Was it owl wing something?
Yeah, because he'd just eaten like essence of owl.
And it turned him part owl.
Well, yeah, that's what's happened.
That could happen.
Wife's questions. Wife's questions.
All right then. Before we do that, can I...
Of course.
I'd like to inform you that I've done another song.
Oh, fuck.
But it's for the good of the world. It's about recycling.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of thing. So I'll play that to you now.
How long is it?
If it's just a minute.
Okay.
It might seem longer, but I swear it's just a minute.
I'll bear it for a minute, I reckon.
Here we go.
If you're going on a trip, if you're going to a tip, if you don't want any chip, you better use the right skip. I visited my local tips the other day to deposit a malfunctioning deep fat fryer which I had no further use for. As I heard that it was a general vase skip, the attendant ran across at me from the skips where the rubber and the hardcore goes. He yells, "How carry my what you doing, like? That's electrical appliance! You need to leave it over by the main gate where the side posts for electrical recycling is! Go on, get your silly man, fish it out and put it where it belongs, you fucking knacker!" Do you think he would have done that if I was a copper?
Andy, I'm too apologetic. I couldn't hear what you said.
That's what was intended, because it's intended for repeat listening.
Right.
And it'll gradually sort of seep into your consciousness like osmosis.
Is there enough there to make people want to come back for seconds?
I think there's a curiosity factor to it, yeah.
Okay.
That was my intention.
Perhaps people would like to tweet if they did manage to
if they could identify
themselves.
Any of the words that were in that song. Fine.
Hey, listen up. I'm gonna do a little bit of the landlord, right?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that in my mind, the landlord isn't Barry Homeowner.
No, he's not. A different fella, isn't he?
But have you ever thought that?
Not for a while.
Okay, so let's do a bit of ding dong.
Right, go for it.
Ding dong, landlord here. Hi, renter. I've brought a Hoover round for you. I thought you could empty the bag into your kids' litter tray. Be nice and soft on their bony arses. Ding dong, landlord here. I'm afraid I'm going to have to remove the stair carpet. I need it to wrap around my feature palm plant to keep the frost off. Ding dong, landlord here. I got this new rent book for you. It's in big writing so you can understand it and has the telephone number of the Samaritans on the back in case you need a pep talk the day before rent day. Ding dong, landlord here. Just thought you should know I'm going to Mauritius next week, so if you have any complaints, can you write them down on a piece of paper and post it to the town dump, Peterborough? Yeah. I want that happy with them, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wife's questions.
Yes.
Andrew, when you are at the match to watch the Black Cats, do you have a pie before, during, and after every corner and throw-in? I suppose what
that's,
she's...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a no.
Because
then.
We don't get that many corners.
I suppose what she's suggesting is, like, because you look like you do.
You're just a fat bastard who eats lots of pies.
Yeah. Andrew... In Sunderland, are the streets named after favourite Sunderland things, such as Dipper Street, Blue Drink Close, Foam Sweet Alley, or favourite sites such as Todd Road, Devil Dog Lane, Poundland Parade?
No.
Okay. It is awkward. I'm going to ask the wife to do some questions that you can actually answer. Do you know about Douglas Bader?
I know something Bader. About him.
So what would you, how would you sum him up?
War hero, no legs.
Right. Well, I don't know whether this is true, but I've been told, I was gobsmacked, that far from being a war hero, right, he was actually shot down by his own crews.
Right.
Because they hated him so much. Oh, no, honestly, I mean, this is what I was told. I'm not saying it's true. It's
like, have you been reading your conspiracy websites again?
But here's one. That I believe is more likely to be true.
Right.
I couldn't find out from the Google search, whatever, but apparently when he was in Colditz, because he was a colonel or a general or something, he was allowed to have a bat, you know, a servant or whatever from the ranks. And when he was exchanged for a German colonel, they said, right, you're free to go back to England, as it were, and you can take your fella with you.
Oh.
And he said, no, fuck that.
Leave him there.
Well, I don't know, but I thought it was quite interesting.
Well, it could be something to talk about in a future podcast. Maybe we could do War Heroes special. Is that the final? Is that the final question from your wife?
Debug War Heroes.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Debug. Debunk. Them.
War Heroes debunked. Is that the final question? Because I've got questions from my kids.
Oh, go on then.
Callum and Morgan.
Yeah.
Uncle Bob. Where you live, in the millionaire playground that is Market Harborough, are there any areas where blue-collar workers are allowed to congregate, such as a spit and sawdust pub, an industrial unit on the outskirts of town, or maybe an abandoned quarry where they can congregate and fight?
Andrew, I wouldn't know. I'm with you in sentiments. I expect those things exist somewhere.
Outside of your realm.
Outside of my realm.
Right, fair enough. Second question, do you know your tailor's first name, or do you only address him by his surname?
I don't have a tailor, so I have no need to address him either way.
I've got CCTV that says you have. Also, Andrew, do you ever
just like you, I buy my clothes from TU. In Sainsbury's.
Did you take advantage of the 25% off last week?
No, but I saw that you did. I was fucking jealous.
Well, that's not my problem. Also, do you ever allow eye contact with your tailor?
I don't have a tailor, Andy.
Yes or no?
Cul-de-sac.
Yes or no?
I'm calling it a cul-de-sac.
Bastard.
Oh,
Final question. Obviously, you travel here today from Market Harborough by train in the first-class carriage. What is your procedure when a normal person sits beside you in first class, e.g. if they've had a lottery win or just gone into first class by mistake? Do you A, phone Crime Stoppers?
Right.
B, play dead until they've gone away again? Or C, spray vinegar into their eyes?
My instinct would be to go down the Crime Stoppers line.
Keep it legal and above board.
Yeah, I wouldn't like my face plastered all over Twitter. As if it would be, you know, as the man who attacked someone with vinegar.
A vinegar sprayer.
Yeah, vinegar's right a terrible weapon.
It is.
So, I've got this song I'm just desperate to do, Andy, because it's been sent to me by... sent on a tape, so if I just play the tape, to be honest,
all right,
I can just find it. It's Barry Homeowner.
Okay.
Okay. Yup, yup, yup. So, my name's Barry Homeowner, Barry C. Homeowner, actually. What's the C for, you say? Sailing ships, in I reply. But that's only jokes, only the laughs. It's Colin, Barry Colin Homeowner. Just to bring you up to speed, a Rooney, I'm 35, recently single, got an incredible sense of humour that is literally off the scale. Big scales, like those they use to weigh trucks. Yup, yup, average height 5'5 or thereabouty. Popular at school and at work, popular on Facebook, and frequent flyer in all the buzzing chat rooms. Yeah, I'm Barry C. Homeowner. I got a beautiful house in a cul-de-sac. It's got a garden at the front and decking round the back. It's got a square front lawn and a cherry tree and a house sign that reads Serendipity. 'Cause once you're inside, it will blow your mind. It will change how you thought about art and design. Yes, once you're inside, you won't want to leave. You'll want to question me about all I've achieved. I've got a walk-through lounge into kitchen diner, fitted units and a kitchen island. Got a wall-mounted eye-level coffee machine and an inbuilt oven that's completely self-clean. I got an L-shaped deep red leather settee and a curved screen 4K HDTV. Wireless control for the boiler and blinds. Yes, once you're inside, it's going to blow your mind. Yeah, the wife did a leave a Rooney about 5 months ago. No kids to complicate things. Turned out I had very thin sperm. She got a new fella now. Sometimes see them out and about in the shopping centre. He's taller than me. Had a mate of mine follow him once. Seems he owns a tapas bar, stroke art gallery near the old Corn Exchange. Truth is, we were incompetata. She wanted to spend money on holidays. I wanted to spend it on upgrades on the sound system. I love broadband. She loves Broadchurch. She liked paying for thrills. I like paying the bills online and on time. Do you get the picture-oo? So I've named my new smoothie a Leverooney. I got double glazing. The savings amazing. Got a nursery room for the kids I'm not raising. I kept a key to a car and one of her bras. I've got every password that she ever used. She did a Leverooney. She walked out on me when I was out with me mum. In Peterly, I gave her every move and every line to keep her in my life until we expired. So step into this empty house of mine. It will change how you thought about art and design. And once you're inside, you won't want to leave. Unlike that bitch with her new bloke Steve. I got a queen size bed that feels like a two. I've been collecting her hairs from the dressing room. Her new bloke Steve is a spit of DJ Spoony. I guess that's why she did a Leave-a-Rooney. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was Barry. That was a long song, wasn't
it? Jesus Christ. That was. I don't think I've ever hated so much anyone so much
as Barry.
As I hate Barry Holmes.
So, but it's not. I mean, I think of the wife. She's got out.
She has.
And she's copped off with someone who looks like DJ Spoony.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Can we have a quick game of yes or no behind the door?
Yeah, of course.
See the door there in the studio?
Not that door.
Not that one. Imagine. I know it's logistically impossible.
Oh,
Because there isn't space for fitting another door unless it was a really thin door.
Yeah.
Like a half a door.
You could call the new this section behind the thin door.
Behind the thin door. Yes or no, behind the thin door, right? I want you to imagine things I'm going to see.
Yeah.
Behind that thin door. First one, Jimmy Neal.
Yeah.
Naked, doing Tai Chi. But with a finger puppet hanging off his Douglas. Would you go through and look at that?
No.
Fair enough. Second one. Aka Bilk, shit-faced, and his hat's come off.
Yes, thank you. I just go over there after you said Aka Bilk.
Every time. Final one. Colonel Gaddafi is grilling some identified... Sorry. Colonel Gaddafi is grilling some unidentified animal knackers and he's just about to dish them up.
No, I'll spend my time through the thin door with
Aka Bilk. What if they smell really nice?
I don't want to see balls being cooked. I've got a weekend coming up, a weekend of what you might call football, Andy. I'm going up to Middlesbrough tomorrow to see us play Preston.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see Spurs play Burnley at Wembley on Sunday.
Are you?
So,
are you going to be one of those Spurs tourist fans that goes because it's Wembley?
No, if you were a Borough fan, you'd know why I'm going. We've got a particular relationship with Burnley.
You do, yeah.
And
hatred.
And I just fancy going to see what happens. You know, it could be a pleasure for me.
All right, okay.
So I thought I'd go along. I'm going along VIP.
Yeah, obviously.
Bobby Moore.
You never know who you'll bump into when you're there as well.
I might bump into someone. I might do. But that's enough. You don't want to talk about football. Would you like to?
No, at all. I just want to get this over with because I want to go home because I'm going to hold it tomorrow.
Oh, where you're going to your Spanish retreat?
Spanish retreat, yeah.
So tell me this, Andy. I was wondering about that. You go to Salou, don't you?
Yeah.
On the beach at Salou, there's a certain amount of, like, continental nudity occurs.
I've never been to the beach.
Ah, well, then I alert you because I know you've got younger kids.
Frightened of sand.
You were kidding me,
No, I am. Got a pathological fear of sand.
So where's that come from?
I got kicked in the face.
No, that's you, Andy. You've got the fear of sand?
No, I have, yeah.
So you were attacked with pepper or very small-grain couscous or something? A gang of lads sanded you up?
Kicked the shit out of me.
Is that a Sunderland thing?
Seaburn, yeah.
Seaburn sand, like forced
ironically, it was because I was doing nude bathing.
Please tell me, Annie. So your kids can't go on the beach at Salou?
Well, they can, but I've got to sit on the pavement and watch.
You can't leave your kids on that. That's a massive, massive beach.
Is it a mad
it's
beach?
It's packed.
Is it? I'm not going to the beach then.
So what do? Do you make them just stay in the room?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, watch the telly, watch Disney cartoons.
Yeah, we go watch the Spanish channels. It's changing.
Oh, no, you're only the buffet, aren't you?
The all-inclusive.
The all-inclusive, yeah. That's all you're there for.
Chips with everything.
Yeah, and you sit there, totting up and boring your kids, saying, now, if you'd bought that at home, right, down at the Chippy, that would have been £6.90.
Yeah.
So we've paid, and a glass of wine, so we've paid 30 quid, right? And we're here for 10 nights, so that's 300 quid. So basically, this holiday is free.
Yeah, exactly it. Yeah.
But Dad, all we do is sit and watch cartoons in Spanish.
Yeah.
Never fucking mind that, kid, eh? Never fucking mind that. Think of the savings we're making.
Change the scenery, innit? And air conditioning in the room.
The air conditioning's free.
Yeah.
Step inside.
Hello, Mr. Chips.
Tell me, what? Just do your catchphrase once more before I do the Scottish tale.
Milk's off!
No.
No?
No, today's catchphrase.
Oh, today's?
Yeah, I could have nicked it.
I could have nicked it.
But I didn't.
But I didn't. I could have nicked it, but I didn't.
It's not bad. It's a nice way to, every time you go in a shop, yeah. You could say that to the cashier, couldn't you? Because you could have nicked
it. It's going to be rife after the day. Everyone will be doing it. Could I'll be out of the it. Country.
I could have nicked it, but I didn't.
Once every 5 years, a lottery was held on the island. The prize, a day's visit to the mainland with £20 spending money. This year's winner was a young lad called John Craggs. Ooh. 5 years earlier, the winner was a lassie called Nellie Cochrane. She had never returned from her mainland trip, and many speculated she may have managed to make her escape and start a new life on the mainland. This is what John Craggs wished for himself. The day arrived and John was deposited on the mainland shore by Mallock, the Laird's security detail. You have 3 hours, laddie. Be sure to be prompt or we shall miss the tides and risk the Laird's anger. John ran into town, dizzy and breathless at the sights before him. He was transfixed by the bold and aspirational frontage of Sports Direct and made it his first port of call. Immediately he saw a basket of white toweling socks, full to the brim and dazzling in their appeal. 19 pairs for £1.99. He couldn't resist and plucked out a particularly plump-looking bundle. Barely had he moved another 2 metres when he caught his breath at a replica Oldham Athletic away kit from the 2015 season. £7.99, extra, extra large only. But convinced he would grow into it, he grabbed it greedily. Fearing he would spend up at his first port of call, he continued this frenzy. Fearing he would be spent up if he continued this frenzy, he made his way, eyes strictly to the floor, to the checkout. £9.98, said the cashier. Would you like one of our fidget spinners, reduced to £5 from £60, and quite the rage at the present? What do they do? Asked John. They rotate whilst balanced on your thumb. Aye, and then what? Nothing, sonny. They just rotate until they stop rotating, at which point you can flick them again to enjoy a further spell of rotation. Well, and you say these are quite the thing. Aye, I'll take one. I've often dreamed of rotation partially under my control. Leaving Sports Direct, he had just £5 and tuppence left. He sniffed the air and his nose guided him to Costa Coffee. I'll stop there and he'd say, what do you think might happen at Costa Coffee?
There'll be a lassie there. Yeah. Will she have tits to spare? Well, just a hunch.
You know, the truth is, how dare I? But here goes. He purchased a medium skinny hot chocolate and seated himself by the window. He took his finger fidget out and began to play. Shortly, he was joined by a young lassie in a red cagoule and tartan trousers.
I see you have a finger fidget, laddie. May I gaze upon it like I might gaze upon a drummer in a successful pub band? Aye, it's quite the thing, you know. May I have a wee spin? Asked the lassie. Aye, of course, I want you to be happy. The lassie stood up and removed her cagoule. Underneath, she wore a 2015 Oldham replica kit in extra small. It was more than instantly apparent that she had a frightening amount of tut to spare. John couldn't help himself. Will you look at the tits on you, lassie? There's an excess bordering on a surfeit. You would need to employ a surveyor to get the full leisure of them. And Oldham. Oh, you wish to Oldham, dear laddie? It will cost you, and it's heavy work, are you sure? I've little money, but you can keep my finger fidget if I was allowed to bear their weight for a moment. What's your name, by the way?
Nellie. Nellie Cochrane.
Do you remember that name, Andy?
Not really.
She was the lassie who disappeared when she won the annual draw, and people thought that she'd escaped to the mainland.
In a previous episode?
No, in the start of this episode.
Jesus. Carry on.
What's your name, by the way?
Nellie. Nellie Cochrane.
Hello.
Sorry. Hello, Nelly, barked Malloc. Long time no see. You're coming with me.
But, Malloc, I was about to swim in her tarts.
Aye, you'll be swimming soon enough, lad, with the fishes. Come now and I'll take those socks. That's a lovely plump bundle you selected. Good lad!
As they approached the island, Malloc stopped the boat and let out a wailing call that can only be described as infuriating and lengthy. Shortly there was a commotion in the water, and from beneath its surface, Henrik, the Laird's sea pig, bearing its lead net for sinking of escapees, appeared. But it was not their fate to be drowned this day, for they both died instantly on seeing Henrik's face. For he had the face of Joey Barton! The face of Joey Barton! The face of Joey Barton!
Okay, Andy, it's been super. I'm going to clap us both. One last bark of your catchphrase, please.
I could have nicked it, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah!